Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 13, the church celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration, year A. Our readings today from Pentecost, proper 13, Isaiah 55, 1-5, Psalm 145, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 1-5, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13-21. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, you are everywhere and you know everything. There is nothing you do not know. There is nothing you do not understand. There is no place we can hide from your searching gaze. You know our thoughts and our dreams, our hopes and our fears. We can fool everyone else, even ourselves, but we can never fool you. You are sovereign, you are Lord, and there is no other. We have come to worship you for your greatness, but we have come to praise you that your greatness is clothed in loving kindness. We pray that in this act of worship, your word will speak to us, and by your Holy Spirit, you will enable us to respond. Amen. We have the hymn, Come, let us praise the Lord. Thank you. We pray the colic. For proper 13, followed by the colic for the transfiguration, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. and because it cannot continue in safety without your help. Protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Collect for the Transfiguration. O God, who on the holy mountain revealed to your chosen witnesses your well-beloved Son, wonderfully transfigured in raiment white and glistening, mercifully grant that we, being delivered from the darkness of this world and turning to him, may behold the King in his glory and be transformed into his likeness, who with you, O Father, and you, O Holy Spirit, lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled God's Faithfulness. God's Faithfulness. The people of God failed to keep faith with God, and for centuries engaged in worshipping the idol gods of their neighbors. God warned them through the prophets that if they did not change their ways, they would be punished. They ignored the warnings. God used the Babylonians to bring the punishment to the nation of Judah. Judah was destroyed. The city of Jerusalem, along with the temple, was demolished, and the people carried into exile in Babylon. They remained in exile for 70 years. During that time, God remained faithful to them. God provided the prophet Ezekiel to help them to be in touch with what was taking place in Jerusalem, and after its fall, to give them a message of hope and restoration. In exile, they were not to become fearful or discouraged. God was going to redeem them and enable them to forget the shame of their past unfaithfulness and the humiliation of their exile. The Lord, in faithfulness, swore that he would not be angry with his people or rebuke them. Isaiah 54, verse 9. The prophet Isaiah brings the good news of God's faithfulness. God said to the people, "For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer." Isaiah 54, verses 7 and 8. In today's Old Testament reading, God continues to demonstrate God's faithfulness to God's people. The exile is over, and God invites them to celebrate. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, bring wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55 verse 1. The exile is over, and God in faithfulness is once again providing for the needs of God's people, physical and spiritual needs. God would not abandon them. God in love remains faithful to them. God promises to renew the covenant with them, a relationship that will last forever. Isaiah says, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." The people of God were disobedient. They were punished. God reconciled with them and restored them to the covenant relationship. "I will be your God, and you will be my people." God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness to humankind is overwhelmingly demonstrated by the presence of Jesus. The Word, who was present at creation, became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, continues to demonstrate God's faithfulness to God's people. He teaches the people, helping them to get a better understanding of the relationship they could have with the Father. He heals the sick, demonstrating God's desire to give God's people wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. In today's gospel, Jesus demonstrates God's faithfulness by providing food for the multitude. Matthew tells us that a large crowd was following Jesus, experiencing the healing power of his love. It was evening, and the disciples encouraged Jesus to send the crowd away so that they would be able to find food in the surrounding villages. Jesus responds, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Matthew 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus invites them to bring what they have. He invites the crowd to sit on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd, and all ate and were filled. Matthew 14, 19b to 20a. Jesus would not allow the crowd of more than 5,000 to go searching in the nearby villages for food. Jesus, in faithfulness, would use what was available to satisfy the needs of the people. The Son of God demonstrated God's faithfulness once again. God is always present with God's people. God will always respond to the needs of God's people, and God will use what is available to satisfy those needs. God is ever present and responds with love and faithfulness to the needs of God's people. We have the promise of Jesus, God's Son. He says, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the ages." Matthew chapter 28, verse 20b. God has always been faithful to God's people. God is ever present today in the Holy Spirit to empower, to enable to sustain us wherever we are and in any situation in which we find ourselves. The psalmist in Psalm 145 celebrates God's faithfulness. The psalmist proclaims, "I will exalt you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall lord your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Psalm 145 verses 1 to 4. The psalmist continues, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his works and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing." Verses 13 to 16. The psalmist concludes in verses 18 to 21. "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever." Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Jesus, living bread, we come to this meal as your guests. Unite all you invite into a closer body. Forgive and heal the divisions of our making. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Jesus, living bread, you ensure none go hungry from your banquet. Stir leaders and governments to change structures that impoverish and lead to destitution. Forgive and overturn injustice, whatever form it takes. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Jesus, living bread, crowds came out to you. Be among those who gather for festivals, summer camps, and celebrations of your word. Refresh in us zeal for your gospel. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Jesus, living bread, your healing touch reached out to the sick. Pour out your restoring presence on all who call out to you. Lift up all who are bowed down. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Jesus, living bread, you mourn the death of John the Baptist. Look with compassion on all who mourn. Raise us to new life in you. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have that well-known hymn by John Wesley, "Put Thou Thy Trust in God." Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ, our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive week, empowered by the Spirit of God, and that every day you will be drawn into a closer relationship with this God who is faithful to us. And we have the hymn, "Come to the Waters." This hymn is written out of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Come to the water.
Bring the ones who are laid.